there's a lot to learn from that game. Can't have any turnovers. Miss some throws I need to hit. Accuracy. And just keeping the rhythm of the game. So hopefully I'll take that and learn from it and move forward.
What did it mean for you to take responsibility after the game and to flat out say that you didn't think you had a good performance and to man up about it?
Oh, that's the truth. That's honestly what I feel like the truth is, and I'm going to keep it real. I understand. I want, you know, when I miss a throw, I know why. You got to make those throws, can't turn over the ball. Got to be smart. That's the quarterback's job. And I play quarterback for a reason. I love having the ball in my hand. It's my job to make good decisions, and I, you know, didn't make the best decisions all. You know, I made some good ones, but I can't have the ones, you know, the bad ones I made.
When you say that you missed throws, is that what happened with Macklin and Jackson? Because they had probably their worst performance.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, those guys are playmakers. It's my job to get the ball in their hands, give them accurate throws, and I didn't do that. And, but today's a new day. Got back to work, feel good, going to improve, going to keep working on it. And, that's all I can do is just keep working.
The way Mike is feeling.
Is the excitement being out there, an adrenaline rush, you get the best of your time?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that was the reason. I think the reason was I messed up. I'm not going to make any excuses. I got to get better. I'm going to learn from it, though. I was able to see what I did, fundamentally, maybe decision-making sometimes, and improve on it. That's what practice is for, and 24 hours to deal with the game and then move forward.
Knowing Mike hasn't worked out yet or hasn't taken any of the tests or whatever, do you expect to play the way he's feeling?
I mean, I always have that mindset, like I've said before. Always prepare yourself like you're the starter, no matter what. You're second, third string, so I'm keeping that mindset. Always had it, so I'm still preparing myself like that, no matter what. Even if, you know, Mike was playing, when he was playing, that's how I would prepare myself. So just going to keep the same routine, same things, keep working on things. Attention to detail is the key.
Andy's about the speed. Andy said that Mike's back in the meetings. Has he been able to kind of assist you now that he's back in any way?
Yeah, I mean, it's great having Mike back around. I love Mike, and just to have him back in the building, and, he's such a presence. It's definitely helped, and just watching film with him, just going through different cut-ups, he's able to say different things. So, it's great having Mike back.
What about the speed for you? Andy was talking about, it's not preseason, it's a regular season game. Tons of speed up. They thought maybe it was a little fast at times for you.
I mean, it's a faster game, but I got to adapt to it. I got to get faster. I got to play faster, decision-making faster. That's what it is, and I have to adapt, and I have to get better and improve. It is a faster game, but I'm going to keep working on it and improving. I mean, it just says that we were, ready to play, and we've had injuries, and guys have to step up no matter what age. We're here for a reason, and it's our job. We have to go out in there and make it happen. I don't know what more to say. We're on this team, and we're going to do everything we can to execute the plays, play together, and play hard.
I know you haven't been in this city long, but do you sense
like the Mariners, those are players you played with in the preseason, you've been with the scout team. Does that help having them on the field? Is there a comfort level there?
I mean, anybody that's on the field I feel comfortable with. I'm with these guys every day in the locker room, and I feel comfortable with each and every one of them. So, I feel comfortable with those guys, and I feel comfortable with anybody that's on the field. Anybody that's on the field I've been practicing with and been in the locker room with, so I do feel comfortable with anyone.
Do you sense the negativity at all in this city? I know you're new here, but for this team and the way things are going and just the disappointment?
I mean, the fans are passionate, and that's the one thing I've always heard before I was even here, before I was drafted here, and I love it. I mean, shoot, we're frustrated too, but we're going to keep working at it. We understand, the fans love this team. They do everything they can to support us. They come to the games. They, bleed green, and we know that, and I love that. I love how passionate the fans are. I love how much they, they live and die with the Chiefs play. It's hard, and I respect that. And we have to do, we just have to keep working. We have to keep working hard. I mean, the people in Philly are hardworking people, and they do everything they can to come to our games. So we have to take that in the locker room and, continue to work hard, stay together through these tough times, and, go out there and play as hard as we can.
Looking back at the three fumbles, was it a freakish thing, or was it something that you needed to improve upon?
I just need to improve on it. I mean, I just need to protect the ball better. It's not a freakish thing. It was me. One, I threw a lateral, and, I got to keep the ball tight. I got to, protect that ball. Can't have turnovers, and I put it on the ground and, made some decisions, I'm not happy with, but I'm going to learn from and move forward.
How'd you push through the early interceptions and have some of your better throws after that happened?
Just short memory. I mean, you know, it's frustrating when it happens. You never want that to happen. It's a horrible feeling, but on to the next play. You keep firing. You keep throwing. You can't worry about that because you don't want the last throw to affect your next throw. So you just got to keep firing, and even if it is in tight windows, just, you know, can't change your mindset.
When you talk about the speed of the game, that seemed like the second interception that you threw in that game, was that kind of result of that? It seemed like Jackson was going one way, and was that part of it?
No, it's just a bad, you know, fundamentally I was off, and, you know, I just didn't throw an accurate ball. It was fundamentally. I just got to deliver a more accurate ball. It's as easy as that. It's a fast game, but I can adapt to it, and I'm going to keep working at it. And it's just one day at a time. Got to, you know, fine-tune the skills and just always keep working. And I can't be afraid to make a mistake.
Did you feel like you were stepping into the ball, stepping into your throws enough?
That's fundamentally. I think sometimes I did and sometimes I didn't. And to, you know, be an accurate thrower, you always have to be on balance, always have to keep your feet underneath you and step into your throws. Sometimes you're going to have to throw off your back foot. That's just part of the game, but you always got to be accurate.
You didn't end up roll out as much as you did during preseason, and even when you filled in for Mike the other day. Is that accurate, and is that something that you want to do more?
Roll out?
Yeah, rolling out.
I mean, sometimes you're going to have to. Sometimes you're going to get pressure, high rush, and you got to step up and get out left or right. So sometimes you have to make plays. That's just part about playing quarterback is just keeping the play alive. The line are going to do the best job they can to keep a good pocket and then just make a play happen.
With it being Thanksgiving, what are you?
And pressure quite a bit. Do you feel like you have enough time?
Yeah, I do. I felt like, you know, the line was blocking their butts off. And it's our job as a quarterback to make, you know, if somebody does come in, it's our job to make them miss. It's our job to step up and get to the check down. So those guys were fighting every play. It's my job to, you know, avoid the sacks and get the ball out.
Nick, with it being Thanksgiving, what are you most thankful for on this holiday?
I'm always, you know, thankful for my friends and family. I've always had great family support. And, you know, I'm just thankful for, you know, all of them. They support me no matter what, if I play good or, you know, have a rough game like the other day. So I always have them there. So I'm always thankful for that.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Nick.